Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're going into a kitchen. You're offering your big
and you
Fred Flintstone.
You're not
going
to be wearing shorts. You will be wearing pants and regular shoes because our customers don't want your foot hairs all over their fruit cakes.
Yeah, foot cakes. Yeah.
Foot cakes.
Okay, Pony, first of all, you stay uninvolved.
It's all about the sexy costumes early in the month. Apparently, there's a not very safe for work social media trend right now where people are painting their bare butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Ooh.
Ah!
It's okay if your butt jack-o'-lantern is extra hairy, but people are painting their butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns.
So, where do you put the candle?
I'm not quite sure. Not to mention my Uncle Bill Sheehan, who had one eye look in one direction and one eye look in the other. And so when you were talking to him and he was telling you one of his same jokes that he's told 50 times in a row, you wouldn't know if he was looking at you. Teddy's got a whole theory on where it was. Teddy had a way of getting out of there, extricating himself from the conversation by getting on his blind side. It's true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can they do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, what's wrong with, I play my regular soundboard, but then you send me something like that.
A little loud.
Is that a little loud?
A little loud.
My ear.
Why is that?
It's something called volume.
Well, it's normalized to
a knob.
It's so loud.
Let me re-examine it.
That's for Halloween in the month. Is that for Halloween in the month of October
is,
that you sent me that?
Because I have a copy of it too. Let's see how it sounds here. Hold on.
Perfect.
Oh, that's loud too.
A little loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Stop.
All right.
All right.
Mike, I'll tell you what.
Happy Monday, everybody.
That's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Sorry. It feels like Monday because we are doing our first show of the week. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Woo!
Welcome back to the well-oiled machine. It's great to have you. With us on the Mike O'Mara Show, a delightful, delightful day here in Podcast Village and down here in West South Florida. We are keeping our eyes on our fellow Floridians up in the panhandle who are going to deal with what appears to be maybe a Cat 3 hurricane, which is just amazing. I mean, when you think about hurricanes and the fact that these things get into the Caribbean and then explode, I feel for those people up there.
Also,
right now,
when it scurries around the panhandle, that's the strangest thing for me. Like when they come up and they actually pull in what is almost Houston, then it goes towards Florida. It's the craziest thing.
And they're happening every 9 days
very
now.
Often, apparently,
yes.
They're happening every 9 days now. Hurricanes.
Well, no, it's just something that the climate, we're going to get more storms than we are, and that's the way it's going to go. The weird thing about this is the strengthening, and, a week ago, they didn't know what was going to happen with this thing, and, we keep an eye on them here, and we're not out of the woods yet as far as not this hurricane, I think, will be okay, but, they're talking now that not only with the planet warming the way it is, that we're going to be, October's not going to be kind of when we used to go, everything's cool. And that's the way it used to be down here. Now it's October and November, maybe, that we can. So happy, for our Florida friends, happy Tuesday. How y'all doing, everybody?
Great.
How was everybody? Oscar dropped a bomb on me before the show started about his personal life that I have to tell you, I could devote an entire show to. I could actually, and we are going to probably deal with it. I'm going to tease what we will be discussing tomorrow because Oscar, I don't want you to say anything about it.
Not saying a word.
I just want to deal with this. There's so many layers to this. Oscar forgot his first wedding anniversary. So that's all I'm going to say. That's all. We have mailbag to come here, and we have a very, very big announcement about the show and our business relationships that we're excited about. And so there's a lot going on
here. But if you were writing in the classic elementary school five-paragraph format an essay, your thesis statement would be, Oscar forgot his first anniversary.
His first one. And yes. Rob pointed that out. I forgot my anniversary. I'm like, oh, man, that's terrible. And Rob says, well, it's only your first one.
Well, because, you know, maybe as you practice, you get better at remembering it.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. I get it.
I mean, we could get into it, but know this. It wasn't.
We're not.
It wasn't.
No.
But it wasn't because I was just blasé about it. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I know. You're a busy guy.
Mike, of all the things in the world, Oscar is not blasé.
And I'm not a blabbermouth.
Blasé. But you know
what? You would remember if she had been
a blabbermouth.
Let's get the mailbag out of the way. Let's just do that, and then we will move on. It's all about you. And that's what I want to do. I just it's one of those days. Lots going on. Busy. It's what happens when we steal a day and we take a 3-day holiday.
It was a federal holiday, Mike. Mandated.
A federal holiday. Let's get right to it. All about you. Tighter, brighter, the mailbag. Any presents this week, you simpering, whimpering basket case?
Actually, yes, Mike. There is a gift that arrived.
I'm sorry. I forgot one thing. How's your wife doing?
My wife, she's okay.
Okay,
she's
good. Okay. I'll check in and do
that.
Did
she weather the
week.
Storm?
She's okay.
I had a great conversation with her over the week.
You did?
No.
Oh.
No. No. That would mean she gives a sh**. I'm sorry.
Hey-o.
I'm terribly
Listen,
sorry.
You can say bad things about my wife, hey-o. But don't use bad words.
I'm so sorry. Sorry about that.
We got a beautiful heavy box in the mail with an envelope on it with the red apple with an M in it.
Ooh.
And it says, to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we open it and it says, Martinelli's Gold Medal Cider. Drink an apple a day.
Mm-mm-mm.
Happy early holidays from your friends at Martinelli's Sparkling Cider. And they sent us a case of the
That's just a free plug.
Yeah. The classic Martinelli's Sparkling Cider.
Easiest way to get on air with us. Free stuff.
Is it hard
juice.
Cider? Is
no.
it hard cider?
No, they only make the regular stuff. But they also make apple juice. And here's a trivia question that you may care for. When Dean Martin would pretend to drink on stage, his fake liquor of choice was Martinelli's brand apple juice, and that's what they sent
Ooh,
us.
Ooh, I should do that.
Oh, all right.
Pony,
okay.
Need an apple juice. Stat.
You got it.
So do we have like a case of the stuff lying out in the refrigerator?
It's all in
the
fridge, chilled and ready to go. If we want to have some sort of dry celebration, we're set and ready to go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so did they pay you for that?
No. They just sent us the gifts.
Mike, if you send free stuff to us, we will mention it.
Yes.
Not always.
Yeah, Red Bull, please send more Red Bull. We got nothing.
Wine.
We got nothing.
We plugged that place that sent us wine.
Yes, the wine. Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Look at this. Yeah. Look at this, Mike.
All right. There it is.
That's Martinelli's. Delicious.
Okay. All right. Put it down. All right. Now he's pissing me off, and he knows he is. All right. Thank you. Struggling to get advertising. We give
and
people
he
freebies.
Knows he is.
Yeah.
All right,
I have some. I have some down here.
Oh, you do?
They sent me some too. They sent me some town. I don't have the bottle.
Oh, you
put
it in the cup? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mike loves apple juice.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh no!
Counterpoint.
Yes. May I offer counterpoint, please?
Oh. My God, what'd they do? Stomp it with, like, fungal feet?
What's
you.
That your old DJ name?
I'm kidding, of course. It's time. Are we done with the presents?
We are, yes. Indeed.
Thank you. First letter says, good morning, gents. We just wanted to announce that the Mike O'Mara Show has a new youngest listener as of Sunday, September 30th. Welcome to our world, our granddaughter, Lily Ann Pico.
Pico.
Is that where we are now? Are we getting grandkids? Is that what it is?
Well, no, but
it's going to be grandkids. I was really hoping it might be a young couple listening to the
He's
show.
He's congratulating
okay.
the young couple that had the child.
Yeah, Mike,
see.
We're aging in.
Yes.
Weighing in at 8 pounds, 13 ounces and measuring 21 inches, she was born to Tommy and Mary Pico, the best son and daughter-in-law we could have asked for. And just a side note to Oscar, Mary kept it tight.
Nice.
Okay.
Well done.
That's redeeming themselves. Gained only 26 pounds through the entire pregnancy. Nice. Is that Bob Spiewak that wrote that?
Stop that now.
Tommy and Donna Pico. So Tommy, I'd like to know. He signs it Tommy and Donna Pico, but you know, I don't know. Who do you think wrote it?
I think Donna had very little to do with it.
Yeah,
she
I
may
think
have,
you're probably she absolutely might have been right
Tommy,
about
Tommy
that
is bragging as well. He should.
Yes,
I think that's probably true. Hello, please wish my daughter Mackenzie Mayfield a happy 14th birthday. It's on October 13th. Mackenzie Mayfield is from McDonough, Georgia. Well, hello, I'm from McDonough, Georgia. That's Ben Mayfield. Well, Mackenzie, have a wonderful, incredible birthday. You are a brilliant and wonderful kid, and I predict big things. You're special, Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. You're going places.
Mm.
Anyway, good morning, guys. Next letter. I heard on Friday's show that Nicholas Diamond wasn't able to get a ticket to the Vegas show. I have an extra ticket that I can sell him at face or slightly higher value. Feel free to forward him my contract info. Love the show. Keep up the funny and whatnot. Ian Stanley. The tickets, as far as people selling and buying tickets, yes. This is the month that it's like a swap meet out there, isn't it?
It is like a flea
with
market.
People saying, I'm coming. I'd like to go. I'm going to be in Vegas. I've got something in Europe that I have to go to. Do you want my tickets? What's going on? I have to. I need tickets. It's like back and forth.
It's a bustling world of commerce like you would see on Route 50 on the way to the beach.
It's Tradio.
Exactly. Yeah, it is Tradio. I have a mattress.
Hi, boys. I forgot to submit my mom's birthday shout out to your show last year, and it was hard having to live through the past 52 weeks of her constantly reminding me of that fact. Please, please, please wish Krista Novotny, a.k.a. your biggest fan, a warm and fuzzy happy birthday. It was yesterday. We are going to Hog Island in Point Reyes to celebrate the big 45 for her. Somebody want to do a little geographical search and maybe enlighten me as to the location of Hog Island? By the way, we've got a story, and it's the second time I've referred to it, so you know it's made an impression on me. We have a story about Hog Island and news you may not need at the end today.
I wonder how the scenery is on Hog Island's beach.
Thanks again. You guys rock. Sincerely, Corinne Novotny. Have a great time. On Hog Island.
You know who is on Hog Island, I think, is Hannibal.
Mike. You will get fresh air. You will walk on the beach. You will get to see what you want. I'd love to have that line. Yes, Oscar.
I've got Hog Island. And the first one that comes up is in Edgewater, Maryland.
Oh, really? Okay. That's Boss Hog Island. He died there. Mike. Next letter. Mike, I am a Mainer, and I loved your interview with Paul Dwyron. What do you think of that, douche that didn't like it? Anyway, I just finished book number 5, A Word of Advice. Read them in order.
Ah.
And I love his writing. Thank you, Russ Britton of Portland, Maine. Wonderful. It's great for people up in Maine. Mm-hmm. And he was a nice guy. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. There has been a debate raging in my home, and I hope you can settle it. My loving wife, Maggie, ignored my birthday last month, so... Does she actually deserve a birthday greeting of her own? Well, since she's been an amazing mother to our nearly one-year-old daughter, Constance, I'll be a nice guy and say kind of. Today is actually the big day, so in the spirit of that, I'd like to ask if Maggie's favorite singer, Bing Crosby, could give her a shout-out with some parenting advice. You see, she hates when I talk in the Bing Crosby abusive father's voice. So... As punishment for neglecting my birthday, I'd love for Bing to wish her a happy birthday. What's her name here? Hold on. Where is it?
It's Maggie, isn't it?
Maggie. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we can. Is Mr. Crosby available?
I believe he is.
Can we bring Bing in? Hold on. Oh, there. All right. Here. Boo. Hey, Maggie. Maggie, I understand you forgot your hubby's birthday. That's a corporal punishment time in our house. Hey, how you doing, Maggie? Listen, Maggie, for your birthday, I suggest you get yourself a big bowl of Bing Crosby ice cream. Yeah, with Madagascar vanilla in it. It's fantastic. Then wash it down with some Minute Maid frozen orange juice. Oranges are different at that. You're just like Hope and Crosby. Hey, Gary. I'm recording a spot, and you came in at the wrong time. That means you're going to have a little treat from Mr. Belt when Daddy gets done doing this. Yes, sirree. And you'll have to go to school again and tell the teacher you fell down the stairs. Yes, Rob.
I was going to say, some advice for Maggie, Bing. Is it a big deal if she's carrying Constance around the house and accidentally drops her?
Yeah, very, very scary. Very, very scary. You got to watch out for that. Boy, that was dark.
That was super.
That was a little darker than I expected, Rob Spiewak. Yes, sirree. Hey, Maggie, have a happy birthday. Hope everything goes well. And don't forget to drink that foot-smelling apple juice.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's from John Gerstmeier. right?
Yes.
And that's his wife, Maggie.
Maggie.
Thank you, Mr. Gerstmeier. Mr. Gerstmeier!
I was only following orders.
Hey, jerks. My wife drives our 5-year-old son, Sean, to and from school because he has a lazy right eye. Hold on. No. I'm sorry. Let me redo that sentence because that's not the way. That's not the way it was meant to be read. My wife drives. She doesn't drive him to school because he's got a lazy.
And that would be even worse the other way around.
I really made that mistake.
Can you imagine
mistake and now I'm cracking myself
horrible.
Up.
Horrible. That's right.
My wife drives our 5-year-old son, Sean, to and from school, period. Because he has a lazy right eye, comma, we have to play. Wait, let me start again.
All right.
Hey, jerks. My wife drives our 5-year-old son, Sean, to and from school. Okay. Because he has a lazy right eye, we have him play a lazy eye training strengthening game on his iPad. He generally is fully concentrated on the game. Who wrote this? Is this the man of weird words and weird places?
This is who likes inverted sentence structure.
He generally is fully concentrated. Is this Yoda that wrote this?
I'm following
concentrated
along.
He is. How about he concentrates on the game?
That's true. Right? Yeah, but you see, he's setting the stage for the second part of this compound sentence.
He generally is fully concentrated on the game, so my wife listens to TMOS. We didn't think he was paying attention to the podcast. We were wrong. Okay, I get it. Okay. So they think he's doing his thing and he's listening to the show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The other day, I dropped him off with my mom so she could babysit. A few minutes later, I got a call. Quote, your son just informed me that he wanted to listen to Mike O'Mara. What radio station is he on? He asked you specifically to listen to Mike O'Mara? In the background, Sean says, yes, they are way funny. 5-year-old.
Yeah. There you
hello.
Go.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, by the way, having a 5-year-old of my own, 5 is when comedy starts to come into the picture as far as observing it. Like, he'll see a funny commercial and he'll stop and he'll look over at me and he gives me this kind of like, yeah. I don't know why that's funny, Daddy, but it's funny. And then I look at it and say, that's funny, isn't it? Yeah, that's funny. He's starting to get it. He's got a good sense of humor.
Great feeling.
I never knew he was paying attention to anything other than his game, but evidently he knows who Mike is. Not sure about Robin Oscar, though. Inevitably, I had to explain to them that you were a podcast and that Sean wouldn't be able to listen to you in Grandma's car. Who's Sean?
Sean's the boy.
The son.
Okay.
Their son.
It just came up. He was quite disappointed. So in order to relieve my son's disappointment, if Mike could wish him a happy 6th birthday in the silliest voice possible, that would totally make his day. His name is Sean, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, Sean, tell your daddy, use less words. Thank you, Jason Griffin Hagen. God, it's like the Wehrmacht call writing in today.
I had a lazy eye when I was a kid. And we didn't have an iPad, and right? I'd have to wear the pirate patch.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't realize I wear glasses every day that I do the show. You can't tell if you see me out in regular public, but the lazy eye, you know, you could probably see it with the camera, but I have to take my glasses off.
What happens if you take your glasses off, then?
All right. I've had this since I was actually in grade school. And it just makes it really. So it's fine now. It's absolutely fine
Sean,
now.
Sean, about the, do your
like,
exercise.
I can get a little closer to the camera and just look and listen. So that's the problem with it. There we are.
Lesson learned. Sean, do your exercises.
Yeah, pick up that lazy iPad.
Yes.
Endust for electronics, screen and electronics cleaner. That does not take care of the glasses.
Oh,
streaks.
I just realized
you'll have
that.
Streaks, Mike. Mm. Streaks.
Wait, can you see that? Look what it did to my.
That's
horrible.
That's not a good thing. So,
or more streaks.
Right,
while you clean it, in reference to that last
letter. I really got to get these glasses back on soon.
I'd like to send a shout out to a Facebook friend of mine that I'm in touch
with.
Who
would you like to send a shout out to, Rob?
Rudy Martsky.
Oh, how's Rudy doing?
He's fine. Just the last letter made me think of him.
Yeah, Rudy had an eye, like, the more he'd drink, the more, like, he'd be sitting there the day after, he'd have, like, a bender with Mouse, and they'd be drinking their box of wine, and Rudy would be talking to us, like, halfway through, he'd go, so I was saying, And the eye would start going, yes.
Although like it was impossible to sneak up on him.
Right, oh, exactly.
That's great.
Not to mention my Uncle Bill Sheehan, who had one eye look in one direction and one eye look in the other. And so when you were talking to him and he was telling you one of his same jokes that he's told 50 times in a row, you wouldn't know if he was looking at you. Teddy's got a whole theory on how on where it was. Teddy had a way of getting out of there, you know, extricating himself from the conversation by getting on his blind side. Anyway, it's true. Dearest Rob, glorious Mike, and misogynist Oscar, my sweet sister Annie turned 49 last Friday. She was my rock and my laughter during a year that's been very difficult for my family. We've both been P1 since your podcast began. Your show is a gift to us, and we were grateful that you always help us through dark days with your wit and banter. Thank you for helping us get through a very tough year. By the way, Annie is 49 and gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She needs Oscar's advice on how to keep it tight as she fights onward to 50. Her husband, Gonzalo. Gonzalo, I see you brought my orchids. Her husband... I don't know why
I didn't know. Did the squire like orchids?
I don't know. Her husband, Gonzalo. Another fabulous defeat last night. Who'd have thought that we would catch Drew Brees when he's making his NFL milestone? Her husband, Gonzalo, travels quite a bit and needs her to be at the ready, if you know what I mean.
I can do.
Another P1 with gratitude, Becky Scaletta. Any advice for Becky? sister. For Annie, not for Becky. Annie. Becky. Annie. Becky's fine. Annie, Becky, Zippy.
Annie, listen Annie. To me. Look, yeah. This isn't going to be easy. It's not something everybody likes to do. It's hard. If it were easy, everyone would do it. You gotta remember the days when you were in your early 20s.
Right.
And the ladies didn't hang so low, and your ass was just phenomenal. That is possible simply by working out. You can get that back. Now, the boobs, that's gravity. But that ass can look just like you were 25 if you
Dennis!
Just hit that if you just hit that Stairmaster. You can do this.
Thank you, Oscar.
Hey, Annie, the sun will come out tomorrow. That's my advice for her.
There you go. And we go from that to Queen Man. All right, very good. Hey, guys. I wrote in once before to win a fruitcake. I explained that I was quitting my job and relying on my poor put-upon wife to support me while I started a business. Well, I did just that, and like any good fledgling small business, it is puttering along. Thanks for asking. I'll buy a schedule when it's feasable, Oscar. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
We were hoping to make it to the live show, but work schedules wouldn't allow it. We were both very disappointed, but we also need to eat. Did he buy tickets? Is he another one of these people that bought tickets immediately?
No. You're going to like this. You're going
to
like this story.
I had resigned myself to the fact that we'd missed the show. But lo and behold, my wife continues to surprise. Not only did she purchase 3 fruitcakes this year, somehow after listening to the show with Justin Schlegel, she somehow swung it so that we'll be flying to Vegas for the murder mystery show.
Yeah!
Does that mean they're coming to our show too?
No, just the murder mystery.
Oh, why?
I want to see the show.
But if they're coming to Vegas for Friday...
Will you reach out to them and say if they're going to be there on Friday?
They're flying in Saturday.
Okay, flying in Saturday. Yes. Okay.
Maybe it was because she wanted to get away for a couple of days. Maybe she loves me. Maybe she loves TMO. Oh, we're sold out, though. I'm sorry, even if they wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she loves me. Maybe she loves TMOS. Or maybe she relishes the idea that a couple of S-hats who are going to the live TMOS show won't have the opportunity to attend the murder mystery because she just took 2 of the tickets. Does the rationale really matter? No. We're glad you're coming to Vegas. Here's to my better and much hotter half. Hugs and kisses. You're a real knockout.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's sweet.
I knew it was a mobber. Mike, thanks for letting me gush, and let this be a warning to the remaining TMOS Live attendees. Yours in the name of the Christ child, David O. P.S. Read, reviewed, said aloud, and sent after 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you, David.
Is it time to start the show?
It is, Mike. I'm on your ready.
All right, because we have a major, major sponsorship announcement
major.
Coming next, because this show is just constantly going on or so. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Jeez. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Admiration is beautiful.
When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. Relations is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people. You know, sometimes when I'm alone, I relate to myself.
I can relate.
So, Carla, do you like children?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some grandbabies.
Hey, I know you're going to enjoy making them babies. Got them child-bearing hips. Baby popped right out.
Yeah, you know, I still got my wedding dress if you want it. I'll take it in and let you wear. You look so lovely, Aaron. It's white, though. Can you wear a white wedding dress, young lady? Now, Sherman, you can wear a white tuxedo. Did you know Sherman? Sherman's never had release. Just wanting and wanting and wanting. Whoo! Might make your head blow off.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening, you do too. Thank you. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience. Love getting our letters. Love talking to you on Wednesdays. Hey, don't forget, wide-open Wednesday tomorrow. Yes. Call in live. We'd love to hear from you. Audience participation always welcomed on the Mike O'Mara Show. All over the world, the show is on now and brought to you by our wonderful good friend, Alex Papp, who is a wonderful local advertiser, a guy that has his own business and decided to advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. And that is more fun for us than anything. We really, really love that relationship with our listeners. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year again. So right now, the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and find your next home today. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but he focuses on NorCal, Wheatland, Rockland, Auburn, Sacramento, everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today at 916-276-2129, BRE-0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. Buy a home and get a fruitcake.
That's it. Ta-da!
All right. Oscar Santana has been working on this for a long time, and it's a major, major sea change in the way we do business, and I focus on the business part of this. This is something that has been going on for a very, very long time. Many of you who have listened to this show since its inception, almost a decade ago, will know that we have had a long, long, long-term relationship with retailer Amazon. Well, over the years, it has been good, it's been bad, it's been good, it's been bad, you know, it's been on and off and on and off.
May I add that this relationship started so many years ago because Amazon was at that point pretty much new to the marketplace.
Fledgling.
Right. And at this point, they own the space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this relationship between, which I have no bad words personally to say about the company, the relationship they had with most podcasts, where we would get a small percentage of the sales that were pulled through the website or through our banner, that in itself has been eroding because they simply do not need the help anymore.
They don't need the help, and they make it very clear to podcasts around the country that they don't. And they do that by saying, you didn't do this right, you didn't do this right. And it's been ongoing and ongoing. It got to a point where we finally decided that you know, they don't know who we are, and we need to partner up with other people that want to join us. Mm-hmm. And that's the exciting news we have. We are no longer affiliated with Amazon. People have been asking about it. Mm. We haven't been able to talk about it simply because we've been working on other stuff. We are no longer affiliated with Amazon, but We don't like to just sit there and put our hands out. We like to support this show financially by allowing you to get the benefits of shopping online like everybody else. And that's why we are very, very pleased to make a major new announcement on the Mike O'Mara Show. A change is coming. First of all, we are no longer affiliated with Amazon. But we couldn't be more excited. We are proud to announce the brand new on our website, TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Your three-in-one shopping destination. Featuring Macy's.com, Target.com. Oh, did we get to seven already?
No, we have one more. I'm saving one more for the last announcement.
And Walmart.com. That's right. We now have replaced Amazon.com with not one, not two, but three great, real, wonderful, wonderful retailers. Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. You already love these sites, but now they are even better because now when you shop them through our portal, you've got a beautiful new portal
right there
on the webpage. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. You will support the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've got something that you want, by the way, I think with those three realtors. Retailers!
Retailers.
It's the TMOS Trinity, Mike.
It is.
It's the Holy Trinity of
three
TMOS.
Three is the magic number.
With those three retailers, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to get whatever you want. The devil's threesome.
Yes. That's a drinking game, right?
It's the devil's threesome. Three and one. Make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. We wanted to get this up and running in time for your holiday shopping because a lot of people do it in October when they're doing their holiday shopping early.
October.
We are delighted with our new partners. Change is good. No more. No more with the company we have branded for a decade. Those words will not come through my mouth again, but I will mention Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And by the way, back in the day when Don and I used to fight about which was better, Target or Walmart, now you've got them both.
Why choose when you can? Why settle when you can select?
Why settle when you can select? If you need it, buy it right now. It's our wonderful holiday shopping center. It's right there on the webpage. We get credit when you buy anything from any of those .coms, and they are fantastic, and they are starting all of their wonderful promotions. Check their websites out. That's Macy's.com, Target.com, Walmart.com. Listen to this show. We'll be mentioning whatever specials are coming up on those websites.
Specials.
Because we are very pleased to announce our brand new affiliate relationship with all three. Not one, not two, not three. Oscar Santana went out and said, oh, Amazon's going... I know he doesn't want me to say that. So, we're not going to replace it with one retailer. We're going to replace it with three retailers. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Real happy about that. So, cost you nothing. Okay, turn it. Okay, no, we don't need another go-round. Thank you. I love those, though. I could do all day. It costs you nothing. But means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. All right. That's right. We're the fearsome foursome of online excellence. There you go. Spend money. Thank you. All right.
The three Y stores.
That's right.
Robin had to print that out again. So anyway, threw it away. Send me another one.
The Holy Trinity.
Send me another one.
Send me another one. How are they going to miss it?
How are they going to lose it?
How are they going to lose it? So, Oscar, did I leave anything out? Is that pretty much it?
I'm looking for more threes that are famous that we can roll into this.
Stooges?
Three
Caballeros for your people.
Musketeers.
The Three
Musketeers.
Amigos.
Three Amigos, also very good.
We are the Three Amigos.
And
there it is.
And isn't celery, onion, and green pepper the Trinity in Creole cooking?
The Trinity in Creole cooking, yes. What did you say it was? Celery, onion, green pepper.
I believe so.
A mirepoix.
Mirepoix.
Mirequoi?
I think it's pois, isn't it? With a P?
No, it's not. Let's not get Alton. Don't get all nerdy on me. Anyway,
well, I mean, I love the French language.
A three-legged stool?
All right. The reason Rob's thinking about cooking is Rob was very excited because yesterday he visited the Spiewak
Kitchens. Field trip time.
Very excited. We will take a break. When we come back, we will talk to Rob Spiewak about his wonderful trip to the commercial kitchen. Did he wear a hat or a hairnet? Well, not a hairnet. Yeah.
I got a good laugh from the lady, though, when I said I won't be needing a hairnet. She thought that was funny.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thank you, Macy's, Target, and Walmart.
Yay!
Look forward to the partnership.
Roll it!
Do it!
Yeah!
Oh, please!
5,000 subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong. And it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. In life, it's best to be smart. Are you smart?
Smart?
Of course
smart.
You are. Still, there are job sites out there that send you tons of the wrong resumes and make you sort through them. That's not smart.
No.
But you know what's smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to hire the right person. That's smart. If you see ZipRecruiter doesn't, you see what they do at ZipRecruiter, this is important. They don't depend on candidates finding you. They find them for you. It's a powerful matching technology. It scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, experience, and it's specifically for your job and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. That is why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter absolutely free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Write it down, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and we thank them very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
A lot happened this past weekend. I went to the big movie. I never go to the big movie. I went to the big movie this
Venom?
Weekend.
Oh, Venom has got great reviews.
No. Did Venom beat Stars?
Oh, destroyed it.
No, it didn't destroy it. 80, no way.
80 to 40 million. That's double what Stars
really?
Born brought in. Yeah.
Really?
Venom.
$80 million. Stupid dollars.
Stupid.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Venom. You get a great movie with great talent, and then you get... Hey, I like Tom Hardy. I said a long time ago, right after The Revenant, Tom Hardy was going to be a big star.
Hardy.
Now he's an action star. But anyway, I'll tell you about that later. You went to the Rob Spiewak Kitchens, where the stainless steel, shiny kitchens where the fruitcakes are going to be cooked.
It was so cool, because I had talked to a lot of commercial kitchens, narrowed it down to the one I thought would be the best, because of the way the attitude of the owner was fantastic.
Yeah.
Very helpful, excited to be a part of this, and also aware of the show.
Mm.
So I said, could I come by on Monday to take a peek at the facilities? And she said, yeah. And Shannon was available. Has been really helpful.
At TMOS, when we take a federal holiday, that doesn't mean we stop working.
No, we redouble our efforts.
Yeah. Mike might stop, but we continue.
That's right, baby. I'm just sitting there on a beach with a foo-foo drink.
So I hopped in my car and drove to Classic Rockville, Maryland, to this place. It's a bakery up front, but it is a commercial kitchen in the back. And Mike, if you have a mental picture of a commercial kitchen, this is what I saw.
Oh, that's cool.
Miles of stainless steel tables, the big, big, like 60-quart KitchenAid mixers. Two of them,
ooh,
which is so cool. Rows of regular KitchenAid mixers. Two huge ovens, one pizza-style oven that's four stacked high.
Mm.
One's a convection oven that's six stacked high. We're going to be able to turn these things out like crazy.
So did you have? Do they have Oompa Loompas there?
They have little orange people. Yes, they do.
Oompa Loompa, zippity.
Do you know that is the scariest movie that flipped me out the most as a child? Was that
not the Wizard of Oz?
No, just the Oompa Loompas. The Oompa Loompas flipped me out, man.
That's exciting.
Well, how was Shannon? Was she in a good mood or a bad mood?
She had one sort of mental anguish when the lady that owns the bakery offered her a free brownie,
yeah.
And she was fighting with herself as to whether or not to take the brownie. I said, take it to Oscar. She said, no, he doesn't need a brownie. And then she was so nervous, she dropped the brownie. She dropped the brownie. But it was wrapped in plastic.
On the stainless steel floor?
No, on the carpeted floor in the showroom. And so she actually, it was clean because it was wrapped up, so she picked it back up. But I said, Shannon, okay. And I said this probably a little too loud in front of the owner of the industrial kitchen. I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So
get a hold of yourself, lady.
What is the biggest revelation for you in this journey of being a professional baker?
Yeah, the Fruitcake King.
The Fruitcake King, probably the fact that real bakers do everything by weight.
W-E-I-G-H-T. And by dozens.
Yeah, but seriously, you know, when I was doing some conversions, because I'm having to actually take my recipe and multiply it probably by 12 per batch. And, you know, I'm thinking 12 cups, and I'm talking to this beautiful, wonderful, helpful woman that is holding her hand for this. Her name
is
Randy.
You said beautiful.
Beautiful in every way.
Hold on. You said beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful
soul.
Hold
on. Here he goes. Was she hot?
She was extraordinarily helpful and very, very nice. And she said, what you need to do is if you want to measure 12 cups.
Why did you say beautiful?
Because what she offered me, the beautiful advice and the wisdom of how to do this, I found very, very, it was.
Would you say you were knocked out by the advice?
I was knocked out by the advice. The advice itself was a knockout.
Did your wife come with you?
She did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just curious.
How come my wife went and your wife didn't? That's weird.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. I think maybe Shannon cares a little more about the process.
We're just about to
what, of making a living?
That process.
I know. In fairness to Shannon and Rob, I told Shannon to go with Rob. I said, you got to go because I got to do something at work.
Why did you send Shannon along, just out of curiosity?
Two heads are better than one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We both took it. We questioned it from different angles. Yeah. Which was,
so
was
when
very
are
helpful.
You when are you going into the kitchen? When do you begin?
It'll
the
probably
process?
Be about a week and a half. This week on Thursday is when I get my license as a food supervisor.
Ooh.
I'm halfway through my correspondence course.
He really will be Elton Brown.
Yeah, Alton Brown.
Whatever.
Now, are you going to wear
Elton
the white
John.
Coat?
Elton
are you
going to
wear the white coat when you do this?
I will if I can find one that buttons. I don't want it to hang open.
I understand.
I will have an apron.
Are you going to be wearing long pants?
And hard shoes with buckles on.
No, you're going to be wearing long pants.
Regulations, Mike. Regulations.
There are no regulations as far as clothing in a kitchen. I don't have to wear a hairnet, as we've established.
You don't have any hair.
I will probably be wearing shorts, but an apron. Here's the beauty of it.
What will you be wearing on your feet?
Birkenstocks. For luck.
No, you can't do that. You can't wear Birkenstocks.
You realize
you're going into a kitchen. You bring your big
and you
Fred Flintstone.
You're not
going to
be wearing
feet.
Shorts. You will be wearing pants and regular shoes because our customers don't want your foot hairs all over
That's
their
it.
Fruit cakes.
Yeah, foot cakes. Yeah.
Foot cakes.
Okay, Pony, first of all, you stay uninvolved.
I think it'll be important to cover your feet.
Yes. I promise that my feet will be covered, and you know that'll be true because I know both of you will be there to check on me.
Well, I'll be there. I'll give you the full report, Mike.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Spy report.
No, I'm actually planning on coming up for that weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking
Why
forward to
Why are you so mad at us? Just because we want you to dress like an adult? You're almost
you
50,
there.
For God's sakes.
That's right. I hope I make it.
How old are you now?
I will be 48 in March, so I'm 47
You're a
and
baby.
A half.
You're a baby.
Well, no,
I'm a decade
I mean,
older than you are.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where you set the bar. I think a lot of people think I'm much older.
How was the weekend at home with the missus? How was everything?
It
how
was
did everything
fine.
Go?
She said, "How did it go at work?" I said, "It was heated and not easy, but it's better now." And she said, "Good." And that's really all the discussion we had.
Oh man.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's take a break.
Can I add this just briefly before?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Yes.
Pony and I were working yesterday at the studio, and he goes, "Hey, what? Friday was weird, right?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Maddie and I were sitting in the control room. We're all having a great time, and it was fun. But I still felt like, wow, Rob was about to break out in tears because his wife hates him." And I said, "Pony, That's not, she doesn't hate him. She just hates us. He goes, oh, okay.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
And remember,
Look at him. Look at his finger. Look at his finger. Look at how much. He is now. Now it's going to continue because he is so anxious to get out of this segment right now.
But for
she
Pony,
doesn't hate to, you. She hates the show.
Yeah. So when,
for we've established, I don't need this. To hear that again. I don't need to hear that
she hates you guys because
for,
that's
for,
not true.
For
either.
Pony to bring it up
by hating when you hate the show, you hate me.
Pony
that's
had,
all there is
Pony
to it.
Had two things that he was upset about. He's upset about Carrie hating the show, and he's
Pony, feel free to weigh in.
I absolutely. This was a thing. This is something Maddie and I both noticed on Friday, and we were sitting here and we looked at each other and we said, "This is getting really, really weird and awkward."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Pony's like, "That upset me," and the second thing you're really upset about is what on Netflix?
Oh my God, Netflix bought my favorite anime series, and now they're not going to release the episodes for like 29 weeks. I couldn't be more upset.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's been waiting 8 years for it.
Glad to know that my personal happiness is. On par with an anime series in his
just
life.
Under.
This is true.
Just under.
I'm more about my personal happiness. And so at the end of the day, where we talked about on the bonus show, your wife, and we talked about your wife on the regular show, and you were like, you laid your heart open about what you were
the
dealing
poor
with.
Poor man.
And I said, I felt for you. And then after the show was over, it reignited with me, which I hate when that happens.
Right. Like a forest fire.
I started thinking about it. And then I called Oscar and I said, just tell Rob to have Carrie call me. And then I said, no, don't bother doing that. And then so we're back where we are again, because I still feel this gaping hole where there's no satisfaction. You know, and this is a woman who came to lots of stuff that we've done in the past and was engaged. And now it doesn't happen. But she engages with people who are on record as disliking me personally. She's involved with them online, and so it's very weird for me where it is, and I don't feel she really engages with any enemies.
I don't think she does.
I couldn't say hey, with this. I'm just talking about people she's friends with that have have dissed us. Only two that I can think of, but they're there. And it's interesting.
Well,
to
I don't see
that.
I don't see that happening a lot because she's off Facebook. So I mean that doesn't happen.
Well,
anymore.
I'm talking about Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The gram.
I don't follow the gram.
Yeah, I do.
I want to clarify.
I did a deep dive when you mentioned that. I think about this.
It's
I
not
really
letting
do.
It go. You might want to address that sooner than later. Also, gaping is not something you want to look at work. You will get in trouble and possibly fired.
Oh, it's a category.
Yes.
But I
I'm
no,
sorry.
No.
I thought he was. I thought he was buttoning. I'm sorry.
No. You.
No,
you,
normally
you.
With the show structure, when he does one of his feeble jokes, it's usually a button on the segment. So I thought we were done.
Yeah.
You heard me.
No, we're done with this. Hey, Rob?
Yes.
Fix it. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? And any way you choose. Or I can fix it. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is that the Yankee announcer?
Sound alike.
Please direct your attention to the area behind home plate as we welcome today's starting lineups, presented by Alexander Papp. First, from the visiting Virginia Fruitcakes, number 3, Oscar Santana. Number 3.
Oh, booing me.
The producer. Number 2, Robert Spiewak. Number 2. And now, for your Florida Red Tide. The manager, number 1, Mike O'Mara, number 1.
Not bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, that was Mark from Springfield sent that in.
Thank you, Mark. That's awesome. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a mission. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do it. Take it from me. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. Blue Apron is our favorite. You choose from their chef-designed recipes, and they deliver fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients, and then you cook incredible meals in as little as 20 minutes. Ditch your grocery list and let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. Skip meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Quick and easy recipe options with insanely delicious flavors. Perfectly portioned Blue Apron ingredients are delivered right to your door. Whether you're looking for quick and easy meals or a full culinary cooking experience, Blue Apron lets you choose from a range of recipe options. Get out of your cooking rut and discover amazing cuisine with amazing chef-designed recipes and restaurant-quality meals. Thanks to Blue Apron, ladies and gentlemen. We love it. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And this show has been so all over the place
yes.
that I have dropped my lead, you know, because I don't realize sometimes until the show starts that something's on my mind until we get deep into it. You know, that's the way that goes. And so I guess it's really weighing on me. I guess it's weighing on me heavily. You know, I wish it wasn't, but it is.
Oh, Mike, you know, emotions run high, and then over the weekend things cool down, and then Monday or Tuesday things come back up.
Yeah, you know, you ride the wave. Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll fix itself.
The wild one.
Maybe
wild
we'll
world.
Fix it.
Ooh. I'm just going to sit in this for a little bit, see what goes down.
The silence hangs heavy in the room. Would you like her to call you? I mean, that came up. I'm curious. I don't know that that would do any good. Do you think it would help?
I don't know. I'm not married to her.
What do you think she would say?
I think she
I'm not looking for anything from her. I'd like to tell her how, you know, the whole reason I wanted to do that. That wasn't it either. No. I want to fix this. I want this to be better. I want to know what I can do to make things better. That is not, it is not I'm hurt. It is not she's wrong. It is not any of that. I don't know what's inside of her head. I know that I think that, you know, all family members' participation when it comes to the numero unos in our lives are significant to, you know, to doing this. And that's the whole reason. It was in no way going to be me saying this no that's ridiculous. I wouldn't bother with that. That would not be important. What would be important would be for me to say, hey, what do I do, what do we do, what would make you feel better? Because really, Carla's gone hot and cold. Shannon doesn't listen to every show, every wife on the show, but they are interspersed with our lives, and you know,
engaged.
You share. If they weren't, you wouldn't share when your wife gets a new job or when your wife does something special, and Oscar wouldn't talk about promoting a yoga studio and talk about his marriage, and I wouldn't talk about Carla and our son and what she's up to and what she's giving me. So of all the people outside of the principals in this room that matter, the three people we're married to would be number one. So when you said that, it's you know, is it devastating? No, I wouldn't go so far as to say is it bad? Yeah.
And, well, I know
and
that.
But it's not. Yeah. So, I mean, I was going to say what to do, you know, and I just, it's difficult.
For Rob because.
At the end of the, I don't know, was the bonus show or the regular show, I felt for Rob because he laid it on us on what he's dealing with this. And it's difficult.
Maybe your wife doesn't know that you actually want her to care about what you do for a living.
Or do you?
I think.
I don't think we ever asked you that.
I think she knows that. I think she knows that it is a friction point and a hard point. But also, I need to convey the fact that when you say it hurts and it's hard and it's not good, I know this. I knew this before it even, you know, became a part of the fabric of the show. Because as someone who hates and despises conflict, I want everyone to get along, always. And when there became a certain amount of disengagement between my wife and my way of life, the show, that's hurtful to me. And it makes things a little harder. And I think I said this on the bonus show. it's sometimes trying and it's a challenge to come in and do your best to do the best show possible when your partner at home is not, to say it at the very lightest, is not fully supporting it.
Well, I should also point out, and I don't, it's hard for me to remember what was on Friday's show and what was
they sort of overlap
our,
in my
our
head
bonus
too, yeah.
show. They kind of overlap. But one of the things that I discussed was it doesn't matter whether any of our wives listen to the show every day.
I
because sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, and I never really, I check. If there's something I want her to hear, I'll suggest, hey, give us, I'd like your opinion. I'd like to bounce it off of her and see, including Friday's and Saturday's show. Well, she didn't yet. You know, she hasn't listened, or whether she will, she won't. It's not that. It's just when it comes up, you know, and in the case of your wife was, hey, we're doing something we'd like to do with the show. And then when she's like, no, she can't. And by the way, I completely understand the job implications, but if she, you know, we discussed and we got to that point where it's not just that.
No.
It's that she didn't want to be there. And that was the whole catalyst for the discussion that we had. And, you know, as much as you say you don't like conflict, I don't really like it either, Rob. I really don't.
Oh, I
know that I'm constantly bloviating and bitching on the show. But when it comes to, I like harmony as well. I like everybody to be kind of on the same page. And so that's where it was, it's just weird. It's odd. As Pony and Maddie were saying, yeah, in the back room, it's just awkward and it's weird. And I don't know. I it's hard for me to get past
to
it.
Just shake it.
It's hard
you
to
can't,
shake
you
it.
Can't, well, may I add, I understand where Mike is coming from, and I really understand where Rob is coming from. As a third party in the room, as a friend to both of you, I think that even if you had a conversation with Carrie, Mike, or Rob, if you engage your wife and say, look, this is what's happening, I think that nothing's going to be solved until it is actually addressed by either party. I would start with Rob before Mike, because this is his life. This is the
yeah,
way he's living
it
his
life. Yeah, and it doesn't,
life,
and
you know?
really, at the end of the day, I'm not sure how much, it's good fodder on the air.
Yes.
I'm not doing this for material. I'm doing this because it's on my mind, and there's certain times that I think stuff ought to be just moved past, and there are other times where I think that,
well,
you have to understand.
For Rob as a friend, where, well, I'm like, man, there's nothing we can do. But if there was something we could do, let us know.
I understand that it's tough to move past this one. And trust me, I really do, because I can't move past it. It's something I deal with every day, and something that I have to sort of compartmentalize and put in the back of my head and try not to pay attention to it when we're doing what we do. Because it's, as I said, it's one of the hardest part of lifting of this job, is knowing that it doesn't really,
in fairness to her,
matter to
we
especially
we,
when you got your dad who's, you know, engaged in it, and your mom,
my mom has always been supported,
who's engaged
in fairness to her, and look, I'm just not spitballing, but I'm trying to put some logic to this conversation from my perspective. I know for years, and I do this to I am at the same on the same page with my wife now early in our relationship. I've misstepped 20 times by saying that her job is just a hobby.
Right.
We joked about Carrie's job forever on the show. By we, you would start it, we would pile on and have fun. Maybe that hurt her feelings. Were she enjoyed her job, she loved doing that job, she enjoyed it, she had, but we would joke on about it collectively. So maybe in her eyes she's like, well, this is the same way I'm, you know, I feel about you now.
And
is,
maybe,
that, is there that possibility?
Possibly. And it's also, you know, sometimes it's a one incident thing, and sometimes it's a saturation point. This week we'll celebrate our 22nd anniversary. Married.
How do you remember your anniversary? Is it in your calendar?
I just know it, Oscar. It's something that a gentleman does.
Okay.
You remember it.
And we dated before that. So we've been together for about 25 years. And, you know, 25 years is long enough for people to change, for people's outlooks to change. So maybe she's a different person than she was, say, 10 years
ago.
We
all grow up.
Maybe I am.
That's pretty heavy. That's heavy right there.
I mean, you know, we've got...
Sounds a little dark, actually.
Well, you know, it's not a very light topic as far as I'm concerned, because it's something that we deal with.
All right, that doesn't make me happy. I mean, that actually freaks me out a little bit.
We
you know?
Have... We
Pay
are,
for the show, though.
We're into this. Oscar, shut up, please. Trying here.
Don't have to be mean about it.
Well... Why don't you look at your own advice sometimes, okay?
Okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
We had 7 or 8 years together where it was just us. And then we had a child. And then 2 years later, another child. And the dynamics change every single day. We went through a tremendous challenge with Robert that may or may not be a part of the grand scheme of things. And we weathered through that. And we both did what we feel was our parts. I think Carrie shouldered a lot more of the burden there. I had a different way of dealing with it. But we're different people than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and certainly when we met. And so maybe that's part of it. I don't know. It was through the show, the Don and Mike show, that we actually met. She first knew of me because she listened to the Don and Mike show. But I can't think of the woman I met 25 years ago and almost put her in the same space as the woman I'm married to now. So much has changed. And so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I wish I could solve it.
Do you hold a grudge about that Japan trip years ago?
Do you want to know what I really hold a grudge against?
Yes.
People that keep bringing up the Japan trip.
Oh, okay.
At the worst possible time.
Just curious.
I love curiosity.
So I really think that as far as from the listener's standpoint, we're going to button this up because otherwise it gets way, it's just beating the dead horse. But what do we do behind the scenes? What do I do? What do you think? I think I agree with Oscar that I think it's kind of on, you know, it's your world and it really does. It just,
I'm wondering the value of ripping the Band-Aid off right now. Maybe it needs to heal a little more. I don't know. Obviously things came to a head.
If you want my advice on that?
Yeah.
That's a non-confrontational person that says things like that because you always want to avoid it.
Right.
And I think that
valid.
This is probably something where, you know, it's not like a trauma, right? It's not that big a deal as far as it can't be broached. You know, it's not like something major has happened, but it obviously affects you and it affects your work and it affects people that you work with.
Right.
And I don't think this is just my opinion that, you know, I'm giving you my opinion on her. She's getting a free pass. I think she ought to know what's going on and not be, how'd it go? Oh, it was difficult. Okay. And obviously, she said that because she could care less. Well, and that's not necessarily fair. You know, I would have thought it's like, you said, oh, what happened because of you? I had a pretty difficult time, and it bothers me. And I was telling the listeners that it bothered me, and I wish you could.
I still
help
love
out.
You, and what can and we do I to still, fix this?
Yeah, what can we do to fix it? And you got people here that are willing. If it doesn't happen, it's also not going to end the world, but mm-hmm. it's not going to be. It's just going to be, a moment that we took a step backwards again, and that's not cool. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that's coming up here. And this is not requiring anybody to listen. This is just someone who I'd like to get at the heart of what's going on a little bit.
And if it has anything to do with us, which I'm, as we discuss this further.
Which I still believe it does.
It may, whatever percentage
it is.
And
not you as much as me. As much as we might like to joke about it, it might have more to do with
me. Whatever.
No, I think you guys are off base there. I think it's the organization.
All right, I believe you,
Rob,
but I'm not going to be, I'm not going to let my paranoia, get into this. Then I believe you if you say that.
Whatever it is, if we can help, and by me, I'm a non-factor, I get it, and you hate me, you want to punch me in the face. But... If Mike can help in any way, we're here for you.
I appreciate that. And, I know that. But was this situation, it didn't just happen. It sort of evolved. And you deal with it. And I have been dealing with it. I'm sorry that you guys are having to deal with it. I don't think that's fair.
We're rooting for you.
But I think that, obviously a conversation needs to be had. And it's not going to be an easy one. But if some benefit will come from it, then that's probably how we should
proceed. Can I ask you this, though? I mean, it's not going to be an easy one. Why do you think it's not going to be an easy one? I'm just curious
about
that.
Because
I would think that, hey, here's the way I feel. Carrie, here's the way I feel. It's just like nobody did anything really. Nobody committed any crime here.
When I have to open up
and go polls to polls.
When I have to lay out my feelings that genuinely, it's unpleasant for me. I don't like it. It makes me really have to embrace something that I try to not keep in the forefront of my mind all the time. And I don't like to bring it up, because sometimes if you can come in and do the job that's in front of you and stay upbeat and stay happy, it's almost you don't even hear it. It's like white noise in the back of your head.
Easier to avoid, that's for sure.
Well, I think it'll be a great way to start the conversation is if you just share with her that she's made us all very unhappy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has spilled over to the workplace.
The weird thing is, though, is when you say that and she's going to say, aha, mission accomplished.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Pony, anything you'd like to add on this little front?
You know what? I feel a lot better having heard all of that, and I just hope that things work out as best they can.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. For someone who started this whole storm, what a useless button on it.
Me? I didn't start this.
Thank you very much. We'll come back with news you may
useless!
Oh, and by the way, I didn't get a chance to talk about my Costco purchase. We'll do that tomorrow as the week is already written. Thank you very much.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify.
No bills.
Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I've never had a sponsorship come at a better time than this one right now. Talkspace.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist anytime, anywhere, and maybe I need to do it too, using your computer or the Talkspace mobile app.
I think it's me.
With Talkspace, Rob,
that's Mike.
Anyone can get therapy.
Yes.
And for much less money than traditional therapy, you can start right now with a licensed therapist that understands how you live your life today. No appointments, no leaving the office, and no judgments. You could even do it in your car on the way back to Leesburg.
Yeah, maybe right after the show.
You talk with the same therapist every time, and they'll always be there to listen and help you make positive changes. Sometimes all you need is someone to listen, and Talkspace is there for you. Check out Talkspace.com to read about Olympian Michael Phelps and how therapy helped him. It can help you, too. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS and start feeling better today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there it is. Hold on. I'm having a real, real tough time with my audio today.
You're
my
having
apologies.
A day.
Thank you.
News.
Boo. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees, much to the chagrin of the Washington Redskins faithful, became the NFL's all-time passing leader last night during the Saints' 43-19 win over the Washington Redskins. And the best part was he did it at home. Not good for Redskins fans, though. Brees came into the game needing 201 yards to surpass Peyton Manning's record of 71,940 yards. He got there in the second quarter on a 62-yard touchdown pass to Tre'Quan Smith. He ended up with 363 yards on the night. This guy's going to blow records out of the water right now.
Do you want to go to the clip, Warner?
Yeah. Let's go to the videotape.
We're waiting. What's that?
Brees. Wide open. Wide open. A 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book. And to think that he does it here at home, there's only one word that comes to mind. Greatness.
This program note, tomorrow our Wide Open Wednesday feature will be brought to you by the Washington Redskins secondary. Wide Open Wednesday. The game was stopped so Brees could be honored, and the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame was there to take the ball wearing white gloves.
That's very nice of him. There they are. White gloves just for you. There they are.
So congratulations to Drew Brees.
It's always nice when the Redskins are part of a new NFL record, isn't it?
It's always exciting, Robin. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to watch much of the football game. I was watching a little baseball game in Yankee Stadium. Ba-ba-ba-boo, 2-1. Let's see if we can shut them down tonight, boys. If there's one thing Stormy Daniels regrets putting in her new book, full disclosure, it's her rather graphic description of President Trump's little commander.
Oh.
That's the way. I didn't write that. They wrote it.
I think it's nice.
His little commander.
Sure.
She tells 60 Minutes Australia, quote, "I was very angry in writing that, and now that the book is out and people are reading about it and it's all over the internet, I actually feel pretty terrible about it, because in a way, it's body shaming. I did not want to hurt him. My intention was for people to stop hurting me." I understand that. That's honest. Yeah. I like that. I like to see that. But as far as that Avenatti guy, you know, I think his credibility might be in a real rough spot right now after his third accuser. Because there, you know, we never really got to the bottom of that.
What happened
to
her?
We heard a lot of different stuff. Mm. What happened to that that thing there? Hey. As expected, Taylor Swift's endorsement of Democratic candidates in Tennessee is costing her some support. But not everyone who's renouncing their Swiftyhood will be missed. Especially,
you just make up Swiftyhood. That's nice.
Swiftyhood.
Yeah.
Especially not the white supremacists on the internet forum 4chan. Years ago, they adopted Taylor as sort of an an Aryan goddess.
Wow.
And now they're having trouble dealing with this.
Ruh-roh.
There's so many weirdos out there. Many are calling her a traitor. Even though she was never one of them in the first place. Some think she was paid. She got paid for that. They always say that. They're paid. They're paid. If she needs the money, she really does. There's even a theory being floated around that she did it because she got a black boyfriend. So the white supremacists are mad at Taylor Swift because they like the other candidates. Yes,
I hate Mike. I hate Tennessee Nazis.
Tennessee.
So you think you're a naughty scientist or erotic squirrel Halloween costume is sexy? Bad news.
You can stop right there.
Yeah. The stakes have now been raised again. It's all about the sexy costumes early in the month. Apparently, there's a not very safe for work social media trend right now where people are painting their bare butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, my. Oh,
fantasy fest, Mike.
Meanwhile, in Asia, they're studying math and science.
That's right.
I stole that joke from somebody. Or more likely, they're having someone else do the painting, since it'd be tough to do it yourself.
You need a mirror.
Yeah, you'd think. Anyway, just thought you should know about this trend if you want to participate, as you should. yes, even you, sir. It's okay if your butt jack-o'-lantern is extra hairy, but people are painting their butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns. So,
where do you put the candle?
I'm not quite sure.
Carrot.
There's no carrot. Well,
that tells me that the first week of November we'll be having some emergency room stories. A company in the UK just started selling Christmas trees flavored. Hold on, I'll start again.
Okay.
They didn't start selling Christmas trees. They started selling Christmas tree flavored potato chips.
Oh.
The main ingredient is pine salt seasoning. And one review says the chips have a, quote, piney, woodsy taste. Ugh. Anyway, there's no word on whether they could go on sale over here, but if you have to have them, I'm sure you can find a way. Maybe Target or Macy's or Walmart.com.
Oh,
maybe
those will
do. A good way to do it.
To wait and see what you have there, ladies and gentlemen.
A new holiday favorite.
And now a little something-something. This does not make me very pleased to share this story, but it's very long, so bear with me.
All right.
A controversial four-day sex fest offering unlimited drug and booze-fueled orgies with prostitutes is making its return after sparking outrage last year. Sex Island promises two Latina women for every man, live sex shows, luxury yacht parties, and surprises. It all happens on a drug-friendly private Caribbean island where men can have unlimited sex, swap partners, and fulfill their sexual fantasies while partying like a millionaire. That's according to organizers. Last year's event provoked fury, with critics branding it disgusting and creepy and calling for an investigation into possible crimes. Amid the uproar, organizers from Good Girls Company claim they had moved the hedonistic getaway plan for November 2017 to a new location for security purposes.
Oh, you got to keep it secure.
They later announced plans for a New Year's Eve bender, and they're trying that again this year with the website and YouTube. Anyway, organizers of this year's Sex Island have denied claims of human trafficking, claiming the event is legal. They haven't revealed the island's location, but recent social media posts include the hashtags Caribbean and Colombia.
Ooh.
Sex Island's website says the 60 women are there to please the men and make each one feel like a king. There's just something gross about this.
Well, it's a classic BOGO. Buy one, get one free.
I like sex as much as the next person, but this grosses me out.
Yeah.
And there's just, when you've got, you know, you have heat, you have multiple
sand.
Sweat. Yes, sand. Customers should have no fear of being arrested. This is what they said on the website. At Sex Island, customers should have no fear of being arrested or deported.
Well, I think that's terrific.
It says all of the women have been tested and are free of any sexual disease. But the best news is Pony Boy has a new dream trip, and he gets to bring all his medication.
That's right. I heard it's going to be on Hog Island.
There it is. Thanks for buttoning that up. All right. Very good. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What you doing? Because I'm about to ruin. It's your boy, Paulie. Now, the Mike O'Mara Show has conquered all social media, like Twitter and YouTube.
Twitter.
But now you can follow the Mike O'Mara Show on Instagram.
Yes.
That's right, V1s. Just go over to Instagram, at Mike O'Mara Show, and you get to see stories from the boys and pictures of what's going on the show. Check it out. Do it now. Now, let's get back to the man who loves to take selfies of himself. Yeah. Mike O'Mara.
That's me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, a story.
Oh, good.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And you know why he had a great fall?
Huh.
Because every fall, old HD signs up for the TMOS bonus show.
Woo!
Which is what you should do, too. Sign up for the bonus show right now.
When?
What? The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams clumsy, oversized, mythical egg. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please tell all the King's horses and all the King's men to grab some hot bonus action. And thank you. P.S. The name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty. Oh wee. And yo, ladies, please allow me to hump thee. Oh wee. You know when I know this show has material? When my big reveal, my big discussion that I told both Rob and Oscar over the weekend I was going to talk about, I didn't get to today. Mm. And then Oscar comes in
with another
bombshell. And so we got lots of stuff. But unfortunately, you're going to have to be patient and listen to tomorrow's show. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is a Tuesday. This is October
9th.
9th, 2018. Take
oh my God! It's my mom's birthday tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. Just
realized.
Glad
it.
You remembered that. Yeah. Now you're gonna remember. That'll make her feel good.
Mama.
I'd low key that one.
Mama.
Yeah.
Why don't you call Shannon and say, guess what I remembered today?
We gotta go over and celebrate.
Mama.
I remember my mommy's birthday.
Mike, I put it on your Facebook page because it premiered on Friday on Facebook. It is the new show, Big Chicken Shack.
Ooh.
And Shaquille O'Neal was on The Tonight Show talking about what this show is about.
I'm opening up a chicken restaurant in Vegas.
Why?
Well, I already have a couple.
By the way, hard-hitting interview by Jimmy Fallon. Listen to the question he gets in there. Why?
Why'd you do that, Shaq?
Why?
Duh.
Doug, keep reading what you said in the pre-interview.
I'm opening up a chicken restaurant in Vegas.
Why?
Well, I already have a couple of restaurants in Vegas that are doing successful, but this one is different because I'm the CEO, I'm in charge, I'm at the front. All my other restaurants I delegate to, you know, because, you know, one of my mottos is hiring people that are very smart than me, so I let them do the work. But this one, Big Chicken, this is my baby. I'm doing all the work. I'm with construction, hiring, menu. My management style is similar to yours. I try to make people at ease. You know, I don't act like I know everything. because from playing basketball, I realized that you can't win championships by yourself.
I like that he says his management style is similar to that of Jimmy Fallon's management style, which is what? What does he manage? I don't know.
That's kind of, I love, but Shaq's a promoter, man. Shaq knows how to do it. He's schmoozing. That's what he's doing.
The link is on your Facebook page if you want to check out the first two episodes of Big Chicken Shaq.
All right, hold on. Now, is it going to be open by the time we get there?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
We'll have to go.
Oh, we should go. You're right.
Absolutely.
We should go to the Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack.
And that and the Spearman Rhino.
Okay, you do it. I'll be golfing. Thank
complicated
you.
Complicated guy.
Very good.
Happy birthday to Bruno Mars. He turned 33. Seems like he's done an awful lot for a 33-year-old guy.
Oh, I love Bruno Mars.
And
what a talent.
He put something up on Instagram that's very funny. It's when you turn on his Instagram page and click play, it's Ed Sheeran singing him happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear two-time Super Bowl performing Bruno. Happy birthday to you. Woo, woo, woo,
woo. Again.
Happy birthday to you.
But they do is a slow pan to the right, and it shows that it's Bruno Mars eating cake, and he's hired Ed Sheeran to sing to him. He says, again. Again.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Now, I tend to forget that Jamie Lee Curtis is married to Christopher Guest and has been married to him for a long time.
And Christopher Guest, most famous on this show, when you play the clip of Waiting for Guffman, when he talks them out, he's the guy that did the theater director.
We did an onstage performance of Das Boot. It was very guttural.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
But also, you know, I'd say he's equally famous for the List of Nuts. In Best in Show.
Trina. Pana. Brazil Nut. Yeah. And he's also famous for the Rock and Roll Center.
And I'm glad you bring that up.
Spinal
because,
Tap.
Jamie Lee Curtis was doing an interview to promote the new Halloween movie, and she reveals that Elon Musk is a huge Spinal Tap fan and actually gives some evidence of that in his daily production of automobiles.
Can I tell you something about 11?
Yeah.
So my husband is Christopher Guest, who was in This Is Spinal Tap, and he's Nigel. Yeah. And Nigel's amp goes to 11. And he would be so mortified that I just like did a bad Cockney accent when he is so good at it. But I drive a Tesla and the air conditioning goes to 11.
Mm.
And the volume control in the audio goes to 11. And it's because Elon Musk was a big fan of Spinal Tap. And
that's cool.
So in a Tesla, the air and the heat go to 11.
How funny is that?
That's cool.
That makes me like him a little more somehow.
Can Todd Moore verify that for us? That
100%. Absolutely.
That is hysterical. Right? I love that fact.
And,
that's neat.
Are you still watching Wheel? Did you watch Wheel on Friday night?
Wheel!
I did not. Did not have the pleasure of watching Wheel of Fortune.
It was the puzzle pretty much read bridal and old, blank old shower. Mm-hmm. Bridal and old shower.
What's the type of puzzle?
I don't know what the category was because it was two kinds of showers.
Now and then?
Maybe a now and then, but here's the solution that was not correct, okay?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry. Janet, your turn.
Naughty, naughty.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and cold shower.
Cold shower. That's right. Which leads me to believe after the bridal shower, that must have been one hell of a honeymoon. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Naughty, naughty.
Pat knows about the host. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Michael Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. We didn't know if we were going to be in Florida. We got our ballots yesterday.
Good.
So very, very cool. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Michael Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Michael Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s-themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, an Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Go.